joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at Margate. Alan, in the aftermath of their winning goal, Francis Duke and Luke Garrard were remonstrating with the referee. Did they think an infringement of some kind had happened at the end there?
No, I just think it's the same sort of thing. We've all got to score 3 goals away from home to win games, or any game. I think that's the 30th goal we've conceded this season. Got to defend better, simple as that, 90th minute again. I said I'll go up to date, have a look at a few things. I've done nothing, I've got to act again. I think I did a few weeks ago, because the first half I was delighted with against the win. The second half, the amount of quality we had from all over the pitch was quite shocking, to be honest. And again, conceded 2 goals inside our 6-yard box, like we always do. And just defending, we can't defend. We've proved all season, we've had a little mini revival as such. I'll let it do it again, get another mini revival going, because we just concede goals for fun. We just concede them. So, yes, I know the front two were very poor today. Yes, I know we didn't create much in midfield. But defensively, bloody hell. I can't believe it. We just concede goals, that's all we do.
How frustrating it seems the concentration levels like this week, last week, got to play for 90 minutes and keep cracking on.
Yeah, that's what we've done last week, to be honest. And it was a game today I thought we should have won, and we should have had a penalty. And
there's a penalty, or a foul on Lodge.
Oh, it was a penalty. It was a penalty. You kind of see it wasn't a penalty. Just pathetic, the referee, again. And you know, he's down to get me sent off, he was. It was awful, but then aside, we'll just take a 1-1 and argue with the penalty. And again, 90 minutes, again, in our 6-yard box. What more can I say? We just concede goals in our 6-yard box every single week in, week out. You know, we just give it goals away. That's what we do. We lacked a lot of quality today in the play. There wasn't anybody to put a foot in the ball and pass it, so we lacked a lot of quality. So that's something we've got to address and get better. I'll have a look at the squad again. Simple as that. I'm in a position where I can't give people chances because they haven't done enough to get chances. We had a mini revival, which we'll at least see what we'll crack on again next week and do the same again. Simple as that.
How difficult was it to play today with the conditions? It's very, very windy out there.
For both sides, but we had passed it better than we did and played it. And we said at half time, we've got them in at half time, and we said at half time, if we lump it up there, it'll come straight back. Get it down, play. And whilst the full backs to roll people in, and whilst the midfield players to roll people in. And that's what come from there. Harmsey was shouting every 5 minutes not to launch it, not to actually whack it up there. Well, if you had a look at today's game and how many times the ball went up in the air, people probably start to thought we were playing a long ball. But if we're playing a long ball, it's not coming from us. Somebody's telling them to do it, so that's for sure.
Dean Lodge played the last half hour or so. Was he fit enough to start the game?
Yeah, he was, just hasn't done notes. He come off on Saturday, he went to play the trial game for York City on the Tuesday, so we'll have to have a look what we're like with him. Cookie done our race, Lodge's been doing our race, there's nothing much in him at the minute, so we've just got to adjust the situation how it goes on, you know.
John Fletcher, I thought, had a good game today, but did he have as good a game or just as good a game as you can have a centre-back playing at right-back?
Don't know, mate. It doesn't matter who we're back for. Don't I thought to tell you two better players were the two centre-halves, but it doesn't matter because if we're conceding 2 goals away from home as a team, there's something not quite right. And you can see you got to tackle more, you can see you got to pass it more, but the amount of goals we concede was just frightening. And we'll look, I think we'll be minus 10 again now, like, you know, and we'll play as a 10, it's not right. So we've got to do something about it. So some people could be unlucky, but it wasn't fair, you know, the goals were conceded at the minute. We score worldly, Matty Greer, great goal, goal of the season, brilliant goal, but we concede just. But it's conceded every week, and I don't. When's the last time we kept a clean sheet? Oof, I don't know. But we kept one this season. Now we're 2 at the most, and that's what we do. We just concede goals.
Des Baratang was relegated to the bench today. Do you think he will have a case to be back in the team next week?
There'll be a few, but then again, after last week and all, and after the Horsham game, when I thought we were a bit fortunate, we've got to actually. I wanted the day to be the day where I make decisions on a couple of people, and we've got to sit down with Hamzy and Morton and make a few. Because I can't afford to keep everybody, that's for sure. There's a few people come in today who didn't do very well, who had a chance to progress, and you know, I don't think they've done that. So it's back to the drawing board, as it always is, and we've got to get out of ourselves this little mess win again, you know.
Bashir Halimi came back and made a debut today. Does he offer us anything that we haven't got already?
Not a day, didn't he? I think it'd be the first to admit he didn't have the best of games, to be honest. Didn't do nothing, to tell you the truth.
Joel Legister was in the press this week. He implied that he's too good to be playing at this level. Has he been misquoted? And if not, what sort of message does that send out to the rest of his teammates?
Yeah, it'd be a misquote, I imagine. Yeah, he don't have it, and he might have a chance next week, Joel. I'm not knocking out, but he hasn't done enough fighting minutes to say that he should be in the team. Colin Bobby's always been the ones up there who scores a goal. Rightly so, Carl scored last week. Bobby scores every week, just about. But I think he'd probably be a missed goal. You know what I like and all that, you know, reporters. So I wouldn't be too much into that, to be honest.
How do you pick the team up ahead of next week? Two last-minute defeats in the last two games. It's got to be low morale in the dressing room at the moment.
Oh, massively it will be, and that's what I've got to sort out. And it'll be players who love an excuse one, blaming everybody, blaming different things. That's what players do these days. They're doing. I've not had many in there, and I'm telling you that now. Not many will come up and say, oh, I had a poor game today. But don't do that, players no more. Huckle's the sort of lad who does it. And whether that people, either just have a, you know, a chat and say, oh yeah, well, he's got it wrong here, or mate, I've got the wrong team, or Hamza's got the wrong tactics. That's what players do these days. I thought I picked the right team today. We put the subs on, but obviously we conceded when we've done that, so you could go against with that, yeah, like last week, really. But, you know, we've got to keep coming and winning games like this, and we should have won the game. But again, I keep saying it every single week. If we're going to concede goals, where are we doing? We've got to score three to win games. We'll have no chance. We've got to actually start shoving up at the back.